Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, everyone. Welcome back to the Locked On Sound Podcast. There's something special about the days leading up to hunting season, aren't there? We're starting to get to that point. I'm recording this on July 1st, 2024, which means we are only a few short months away from hunting season. Here in Michigan, our hunting season starts September 1st, which means many of us are finally starting to think about the goals that we have for this upcoming season. As that air turns crisp, the leaves change color, we all feel that primal instinct kick right in. But this year, I want us all to focus on something a little different. I've gotten a lot of questions on our Facebook, our Instagram, and our TikTok lately as we've been putting out questionnaires for everyone. And something that we've gotten a lot is what our goals are for the season. We always get asked every year about what our goals are, how we decide on our goals, and we love to ask you guys what your goals are as well. For years, you know, I just wandered around the woods hoping for a good buck, or wandered into the marsh hoping to kill a nice plump duck. And I'm not complaining about that. I filled my fair share of tags that way, and had some really delicious meals from it as well. But the past few years, there was something incomplete about that. Something that showed I wasn't really pushing myself, or, you know, bettering the community as a whole. There's not guarantees when you set goals for a hunting season, but it does light a fire under your boots. To make a plan, to practice that plan, and to turn a simple hunt into a challenge and a chance to make you better, your friends and family better, and overall, the environment better. The average person only has 48 hunting seasons from birth until death. Many of the people listening to this, as our average listener on this podcast is 32, have already taken a good number of those 48 hunting seasons into account. It's important to make the most out of each and every one of those hunting seasons. Today, we're talking about setting true hunting season goals, so that way, every single one of your 48 hunting seasons can last longer than the hunting season itself. And almost always, our goals start before opening day of whatever season you're trying to hunt. Most people have the simple goals of killing limits or harvesting a monster buck. So today we're going to explore some of my hunting season goals and why they are more than just a check mark on a list. When I make my goals for the season, I try to hit each and every one of these categories I have for myself. Tradition, improvement, feeding the family, wildlife management, and giving back. Now, starting with the first one on that list, tradition. My first and foremost goal is almost always keeping that tradition. Before the season starts, it's important to decide and acknowledge what those traditions are. Many of us have traditions that we don't even know about, whether it's going out opening morning of deer season with your old man, or cooking breakfast in the John Bow opening day of duck season. We all have those minor traditions. For instance, one tradition that my family has that was passed down from my old man was our opening eve of deer season dinner. We have steak and shrimp every year the night before opening day. Even now that we don't live in the same house anymore, we still get together and make sure the entire family is around for that opening day tradition. For me, aside from that tradition as well, it's the middle zone opener with my hunting buddy, Hunter. You guys have heard Hunter on this podcast quite a bit. He's obviously a huge part of Locked On Sound, and he's the one who got me into waterfowl hunting. We, every year, go to hunt the Saginaw Bay in Michigan, get out early on the bay, fight for a spot, and hunt one of our couple spots that we always go to. We don't hunt the same spot every year because weather changes everything. You guys know that because you're listening to this podcast. The tradition's not about where we sit or what boat we sit in, because every year we've hunted together, we've somehow had a different boat. But the tradition is about being together, enjoying that first opening morning. And it's always a shit show, let's be honest. But that's the fun part. We're knocking off the rust. We're celebrating another year starting a duck season. And we're celebrating another year that just concluded. I would argue that opening day of duck season and opening day of deer season are more my New Year's Day and New Year's Eve. because that's what really kicks off the year and concludes the previous one for me. The second goal that I always like to touch on has to do with wildlife management. Making sure you are helping the species that you're hunting is always important to every outdoorsman. For me, it's building wood duck boxes, building duck blinds, planting food plots, or maintaining the rivers and ponds that we celebrate every year on. If you're not able to do those, let's say maybe you're strictly a public land hunter, it's simply volunteering for a conservation group. The Michigan DNR takes volunteers every year to help with wildlife management and habitat preservation. This goes from banding ducks, banding geese, or even taking deer surveys and such like that. Another wildlife management goal that I have for this year that I have done in many years past but not really acknowledged as a goal is taking a doe first. Last year, I screwed myself by getting greedy for a buck first and then two bucks, and I never was able to harvest a doe off my property, even when I know that there is too high of a population of doe on the property that I get to deer hunt. So one of my goals this year, preferably during archery season, of course, is to take a doe first to help provide that herd management that my property desperately needs. The third group that we're going to walk into for our goal setting is improvement. Improving my year each and every year is one goal I definitely strive for. Now, this can be seen as a various different ways for different people. Every year, I try to harvest a new waterfowl species. Last year, I was able to get 3 or 4 different waterfowl species on the first day of hunting season alone. So obviously, I was able to check that one off super early. Now, this one is a hard one to hit sometimes, because let's say you're halfway through the year and you haven't hit a new species yet. You might have to travel a little bit. You might have to go to a different spot. But it's about that challenge every year, even if you don't achieve it. That challenge every year of going after something new, going after something exclusive that you have not had before. Now, obviously, there's other ways to do this as well. Some people improve their year by quantity of waterfowl, or, if you're a deer hunter, a larger buck, or a different quantity of buck, or maybe you've never shot, you know, a doe before, or never filled both your tags, or something like that. Those are obvious ways that you can improve every year. One that I like to do every single year that I don't think I'll actually be able to improve on this year, but one that was super important to me last year, was the number of hunts that I went on. I only missed a handful of days of last hunting season from the start of September to the end of December. So the number of hunts that I go on this year is going to be hard to improve upon with that, but I do every year set a number of hunts to go on. For me this year, I think I've set my number at 50 hunts. This is going to include duck, goose, and deer hunts, so I think that's very achievable for me.
Every hunter has been faced with the decision of, should I or am I capable of taking this shot? With Sin City Rack Pack's newly designed big game targets, you will now know beforehand. These unique broadside and frontal targets have a multi-ring point scoring system that are accurate to the true size for the animal, and they even have negative points for shots that would likely wound the animal. Get yours today and give them a follow on the socials for some entertaining content.
The last goal I have for improvement this year is the number of people I hunt with. Last year, I was able to hunt with a vastly different group of guys all year that I don't normally get to do. I was able to hunt with new guys every single week. And of course, I still had that core group of guys that we went out with, whether it's the flooded corn group that we always get to travel up north with, whether it's Hunter Trumbull, my hunting partner down here, and we get to hit the same stupid lakes that we get to every year that only work out once every 3 or 4 hunts, but it's still a blast. The number of people I hunt with last year really was enjoyable. Getting new people in the blind, some people who have never duck hunted or goose hunted before, down to those who are expert hunters that I had a lot to learn from. So whether you're teaching or you're learning, the number of people I hunt with is always a goal I like to improve on. If you go through the entire duck season, deer season, goose season, turkey season, pheasant season, whatever you're hunting, and you don't hunt with somebody new, I strongly encourage you to try that out. The next goal is probably the shortest of all the 5 goals, because it's really self-explanatory, to feed the family. For me this year, my goal, and for those of you who don't know, you know, no kids yet, so it's just me and the missus, 2 deer, 3 deer in the freezer feeds our family a good chunk. You know, we also have chickens and everything like that, so we get a lot of our meat here from us and family members here in Michigan. So two deer in the freezer takes a lot of our ground meat and our steak out of what we have to purchase. So that's a good way to feed our family and to fill the freezer. Enough ducks to eat a meal every single week until next duck season rolls around is also a goal of mine. Now, last year, opening day started out really well. We almost got a four-man limit on opening morning. Then we went to a little bit of a dry spell for about a week, and then my season really kicked off towards the end, and I was able to harvest more birds than I ever had before. My goal of having enough ducks to eat duck at least one meal a week for the next year definitely paid off. I am just now coming to the last little bit of my duck and deer in the freezer. I think we'll eat it probably once to twice a week from now until September, and then we will be running out. So hopefully, beginning of September, when goose season opens up here in Michigan, we'll be able to achieve the goal of replenishing the freezer. Now, the last goal, which some might argue, and I would agree with, is the most important goal, is giving back. We know, left and right, up or down, hunting is a controversial topic in this society. Obviously, I'm part of a hunting organization, many of them, and I run a business in the hunting industry. I believe full-heartedly in the outdoor community, which means it's super important for us to give back. This year, just like I was able to last year, my goal is to donate a deer or a turkey to somebody in need. Turkey season ended a couple months ago here in Michigan. I wasn't able to harvest a turkey for myself or somebody else, so that goal is out the window for turkey. But I'm still hoping to harvest an extra deer and donate it to a family in need in our local community here in Brooklyn, Michigan. Now, another goal that I already have set up this year is to take a veteran hunting. There are a lot of veterans in this community. Many of them don't have the means, access, or physical ability to hunt anymore. So my goal is to act as sort of an unpaid guide and take at least one or two of them out for some guided hunts and get them the first harvest that they've had in years. I've already got a couple people picked out who I've talked to, kind of planned some stuff with, so I'm super excited to achieve that goal as a way of not just giving back to my local community, but giving back to those who have served our country as well. The third goal I have for the giving back portion of my goals is to take somebody new hunting. I was able to take a couple new people hunting last year that had never been able to enjoy the sport before, and it was super enjoyable to watch them get obsessed with the same thing that I am obsessed with day in and day out. Getting somebody new into the sport is, I think, the best way we can affect the hunting community, because only about 3% of Americans hunt wild game in this country. So the only way that we can better improve everything about the outdoor industry is to get more people into it. This is me doing my small part of trying to get at least one or new people into the sport every year. And hopefully a few years from now, we'll have a whole new community of novice outdoorsmen who are still learning the sport and giving back themselves. And the fourth goal I have for giving back is kind of a stupid one, but since I have a platform with thousands of followers in the outdoor industry, I like to make sure that I record a lot of educational videos in the hunting industry. Whether it's novice hunters who are watching, who are learning how to debreast or pluck their first duck, or maybe a novice deer hunter who has never killed a deer before but wants to learn to butcher one. These educational videos that I post, I think, play a small but impactful part in teaching some novice people the ways of the sport and how to better incorporate land management in their protections. For instance, you know, obviously you guys have seen some of the filleting walleye and how to walleye fish, all the way down to duck hunting videos and how to breast a duck and all the duck recipes and making sure no bit of meat goes to waste. You know, those videos, while they might not be super impactful, do I think play a small part for a portion of people who might be new to the sport. And I think being open arms with people and teaching them more about the sport itself and conservation of the land is the best way that we can give the hunting industry as a whole a better rap and really help get more people involved. Now, this might have been a boring episode of the podcast for you guys, but I'll be honest. I needed something to record, and I figured I'm starting to think more about my hunting season plans. So I figured it was a good time to make a video and a podcast to talk about what my hunting season plans are and give you guys some thought about what you guys could be planning for, could be ready to achieve. And in my life, I set goals every single day. I start my day with a piece of paper and a pen, and I write down a checklist of some goals for the day. I'd say 5 to 6 days a week, I start off with that. So it's natural to me to think about duck season and say, what goals do I have for this year? And I hope you guys will be able to share in the same, come through on your goals, and improve the outdoor community. Thank you all for listening, and I can't wait to see this year's batch of big buck pictures and tailgates full of waterfowl.